Hi, I'm Marsh Ward, president of Callaway's Nursery. We're based right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, my friend Marsh. Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. And good morning from Callaway's. They'll be open in about an hour until 7 o'clock tonight, so be sure to stop by Callaway's and get that place all dressed up. It's a great time for gardening. It's going to be a beautiful day. It doesn't get any better than Texas in the springtime. And we're here to talk about the plants at your place. I hope you'll pick up the phone and give me a call. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phones, and he is available to you. If you'll call right now, he'll screen you, find out the topic of your call and what city you're in, and you can give him a fake name if you want to. Just remember the fake name when I call your name so you know it's your turn. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now. Lines are open, and I'm looking for business. We are live on this Sunday morning, pre-eclipse Sunday morning, and just a beautiful time in your landscape and garden. 800-288-WBAP, and that is 800-288-9227. I have only 1 hour for my program now. I have cut back a couple of months ago, so I'd have more time to spend with my family, and I have to tell you, I'm really enjoying that. It still gives us a chance to answer your garden questions and to have plenty of time together, and it gives me a chance to be with my kids when they're out, or grandkids when they're out of school and have lots of time. We have several who are, well, we have one who is graduating this year and will be going off to college. We have another who will graduate next year and is off to college. We have two in college, and so I only get to see them when they come home, and one who has graduated and is in graduate school now. So it's just, that's what happens. So anyway, that's how I enjoy my time and a lot of other volunteer things. We had and I'll do this in 30 seconds. And Lynn is on the school board, my wife, in McKinney, and has been for a long time, and one of her real loves is music. She was a music education major at Ohio State and taught music in schools. And we are firm believers in public schools, really firm believers. And we've been going this week to as many we went to five of the McKinney Independent School District UIL band and choir competitions. And it is just awesome to hear high school kids. These are the top level kids perform in their bands and choirs. I encourage you, it's too late now for this year. I think most of the districts have finished, but oh, you have to hear the talent that these kids have and those hardworking music teachers. And you just can't imagine that 3, 4, 6 years ago, they didn't play an instrument. And here they are sounding, Lynn said, almost as good as she did in concert band at Ohio State. So do that. And as the fine arts director, Jared, told us, he said, this is free entertainment, too. It's just incredible. All right. I want to go to our phone lines. And the first phone line we always go to on a Sunday morning is going to be from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And this would be Stephen Hayden. Stephen the Snail with you. Good morning. What's going on at the... Oh, you're going to enjoy this one, folks. Wait till you hear his report this morning. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, this is
I hear you
one.
Have hired an unusual bunch of employees, kind of low-wage employees.
Yes, we have indeed. We have brought in a special crew this week. Our native Texas boardwalk area currently includes exotic invasive plant species such as privet, nandina, and photinia, as well as aggressive native plant species such as cherry laurel, greenbrier, and muscadine. These unwanted species have spread throughout the area, outcompeting and negatively impacting the mature trees and outpacing our ability to control them. So we invited a small herd of goats plus some sheep friends to help us with the cleanup project. These animals will be with us until April the 15th, so stop by and see our furry friends at work.
That will be fun to watch, and folks, they are very thorough. What do you have in there that they might... Well, it's a native Texas boardwalk, so is there anything native that they're going to devour, and it'll just have to come back? Is that how that works?
They're not going to be here for very long, and they've got a person monitoring them, and there's a crew of garden staff and scientists, keeping an eye on it all and moving them around to make sure that they don't overgraze and keep an eye on what's going on. So we're managing it.
That's it. Yeah, what a useful thing for the goats. Good deal. What is your plant of the week? Nice plant.
Well, we're looking at Japanese Carrier, Carrier japonica plenifolia. It's a graceful spring-flowering shrub that likes the shade. This plant has stood the test of time as a garden plant, but is not seen often these days. Carrier has an arching growth habit with bright green leaves and green stems. It's a woody plant that grows 5 to 10 feet tall and wide. This shrub blooms in April and May. The double flowers are about an inch wide and orange-yellow. Plenifolia, which I believe means double-flowered, is the double-flowering form and is a cultivar most commonly sold in nurseries. Japanese Carrier likes light to medium shade. Morning sun is acceptable, but avoid afternoon sun. This is a low water requirement plant once established, and it's hardy in zones 4 to 9.
It's a wide range, so it'll be hardy here for sure. That's great. All right, yeah. And your event for this week?
Well, tomorrow is a total eclipse of the sun.
Really? I haven't heard a thing about it.
No, the news doesn't travel fast. Yeah. Let's hope the weather cooperates. We're all keeping our fingers crossed. We have a great location for viewing this spectacle. Tickets are needed to get into the garden, and free admission for members as always. Eclipse viewing glasses will be available for $3 and complimentary for members while supplies last. Also, if you haven't already visited the Butterflies in the Garden exhibit, this week is the last chance as it closes next Sunday, April the 14th. And that one's been...
All right, things will be pretty much back to normal after tomorrow and the eclipse and all that. So you have you have several days this week to take advantage of all the good things at the Botanic Garden. How do they find you on the internet?
FWBG.org.
That's the official website of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Just use the initials, FWBG.org. If you have a phone, you want to punch in a number and get a 24-hour message, what's that number?
817-463-4160.
All right, and if you are courageous and you want to get out and about during the prelude to the eclipse or any time during this week, how do they find you?
Just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth. And all that information, again, is at the website, fwbg.org. This is Stephen Hayden, horticulturist with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and also he is my friend. Thank you, Stephen.
My pleasure.
All right, talk to you next week. That report is sponsored by Baylor Scott & White, and they also sponsor this hour, as they have for many, many years. And as does Callaway's, I hasten to remind you. So we have a couple of sponsors this hour. Baylor Scott & White, when it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're going to grow. You plant the seeds. You give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden will thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. It's your call. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, that's MyBSW Health, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. You schedule your appointments, you view your test results, and you get access to the 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something spectacular. Download that MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. Now, I might add that it was in 2005, what is that, 19 years ago yesterday, that they saved our daughter's life at Baylor Plano, it was called then. Now it's Baylor Scott & White Plano. And she had the flesh-eating bacterium, and they knew what to do. Thank God. And that is a truthful statement from a grateful dad. Baylor Scott & White Health, and download that MyBSW Health app today from Baylor Scott & White Health.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Sam at Callaway's in Little Elm, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Sam, very, very much, and we're ready to get the program underway, and I am just thrilled to look down and see all phone lines filled. Thank you for that. Let's start with Dale in Cleburne. Dale, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm well. How can I help you this morning?
I have had a problem the last several months with cedar borers, and had an arborist out who told me that. And we've cut down probably 15 different cedar or conifers. And we started looking. We have about 15 or 20 small cedar trees that has grown wild. Can you transplant those? And if so, how would you recommend I do that?
You're talking about Eastern Red Cedar, the native red cedar?
Yes.
Yeah, they're transplanted while they're dormant in the middle of the winter, so January would be the ideal target month. And my preference is to transplant red cedars that are knee-high, not much taller than knee-high. The smaller, the better, as long as they're big enough to be recognizable. If you try to transplant, if you get greedy, as we all have done the first time we tried to move them, and try to move one that's chest high or even taller, it sets them back so much that they stall or die. They don't succeed. But if you transplant small ones and then take really good care of them, they never stop. They just keep growing. And as I always tell people, if you start with one that is 18 inches tall and you start with one that is 10 feet tall, you will get an 11-foot tall one faster from that 18-inch one than you will from the 10-foot one. In other words, it'll just take right off. And the one that's almost as tall as you want it to, well, not you want it to be, but that's big already, will just sit there and pout and probably die. So I start with small ones. I space them a long ways apart if I'm trying to get some kind of a privacy protection screen. I'll space them a distance that they ought to be spaced, which is 18 or 20 or 22 feet apart. And I do it kind of erratically. If that's my goal, I'll zigzag them around and plant them in groupings, but I don't put them any closer than 18 or 20 feet apart so that they don't grow together and cause one another to lose lower branches. But it's done in January. I hand water them for the first couple of years to get them established, and then after that, unless I really want to get them growing as fast as they can, I can discontinue the watering except in ultimately dry times.
Okay.
But that's how I do it.
Is there any special preparation I should do for planting?
No. Just dig a hole the same size as the ball of soil that you take with them. Use a sharpshooter spade and keep a ball of soil. If you're transplanting one that's 18 inches tall or 15 inches tall, you would take a ball of soil that is volleyball size or basketball size, maybe just a little smaller than a basketball, and the hole needs to be that same size.
All right. Well, I certainly do appreciate it, Neil. Thank you so much.
You betcha, Dale. You can do it. They transplant very easily at that size. Thanks for the call. They are all you have to do is find them, and farmers are glad to get rid of them. They're not necessarily their friends. I will tell you that I've had a good many questions about the dieback of red cedars, and I'm going to spend some time this week on researching that. I have not had time. We've had some family things going on, and so just couldn't get to it. Just a lot of family things going on. We've had out-of-town company and those concerts that I mentioned to you, and then some personal things for me. I took a tumble and spent some time making sure nothing was broken, and so... Anyway, that's that. We'll come back and go to Lynn in Fort Worth, and we're going to be talking about, I think, turf grass. Not sure, but we'll find out what that is. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and it's on sale, not $38.95, but indeed $34.95 at the moment. I hope you'll get it while it is on sale. I wanted a book that would address all aspects of outdoor gardening for every one of the 254 counties in Texas, and I did. I spent a year writing this book. I got Carolyn Skye to be my editor, and I got Cindy Smith to be the graphics designer. And those two ladies were longtime friends of mine at the top of their game, still are good friends and still at the tops of their games. And we put the book together. I had Clear Visions in San Antonio printed. I didn't want it printed in China like so many publishers do. I didn't want to have a publisher. I wanted to self-publish it because I just didn't like what publishers do to books. They cheap them out and cut this and cut that. And sure enough, I have 840 photos in this book, 840, and 344 pages. This is a book, and it will cover all aspects of what you're trying to do with your outdoor landscape and garden. Chapter 2, for example, I was never allowed to put in a book before. It's a 48-page calendar, 4 pages per month, of what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in your landscape and garden month by month, 4 pages for each month. And that will answer every question that begins with, Neil, when should I do this or that? Like, when should I transplant eastern red cedars? It's all in the book. And then you have specific chapters covering the basics of gardening in Texas on soils and climate, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. A chapter devoted to each of those topics. It is a hardback printed on high-quality paper. The book is not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. You buy it either from my website or by calling my office. The office is open Monday through Friday, business hours, and that phone number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order it right now while you're thinking about it at neilsperry.com. All you have to do is remember my name, N-E-I-L, SPERRY.com, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa. Join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
That's our pastor. Hope you get to our church, the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney, and Pastor Tommy Brummett. There couldn't be a better pastor. We really enjoy our church. Beautiful music. This is First Communion Sunday, the first Sunday of each month. So join us, won't you please? 8, you've already missed that one a little bit. 9, 10:05, and 11:10. The 10:05 service live streams at sharingtheheart.org. I want to tell you about one of my longest serving advertisers, my best friends, great people, and I hope you don't go to their store tomorrow afternoon. I really don't. Because it's outdoors. It's Whiskey Stone. How is it to pick out stone in the dark? I don't think so. So go any other time. You'll love it. It's a destination place to shop. It's a fun place to shop. You don't have a landscape finished until you have beautiful stone, and nobody has better stone than Whiskey Stone. The landscape professionals shop from Whiskey Stone. I met them at my All Texas All Garden show when they started bringing in stone for my exhibitors. I said, who are those guys? And this is 30 years ago, and the exhibitors, just one after the other, said, oh, man, you need to go see them. They're fabulous. Mike and Derek Wisnant. Derek at that time was a lad, and he's grown right into the business. Great company. They're in Southeast Fort Worth, and whether you're doing retaining walls or whether you're doing pathways or significant walkways, patios, maybe you're doing a garden fountain, maybe you want decorative boulders or you want river rock, decorative gravel. They have it all, 22 acres of beautiful stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. They're at phone number is 817-429-0822. And the website, whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Houston, open Monday through Saturday, not open on Sundays. And that's Whiz Houston in Southeast Fort Worth.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Carol Dreyer with Callaway's in Houston. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Carol, very, very much. Let's go to Lynn in Fort Worth. Lynn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a walkway between my house and my next-door neighbors, and it gets very little sun. It was originally planted with Bermuda, and that did not work. We tried St. Augustine. That didn't work, and we just kind of have a muddy pathway. Any suggestions what I can plant?
Well, if you've tried St. Augustine and that didn't work, that's our most shade-tolerant turf grass, and so you're going to need to do one or three or four things, none of them being turf grass. Well, one of them possibly being, if there is any way to take away some of the shade, for example, if there's one big tree limb that needs to go away because it's rubbing a roof or something, then that might make a difference, but usually there isn't such availability. And in my case, after 47 years of living first in sun, then in part sun, now in total shade, I've gone from Bermuda to St. Augustine to ground cover because the same thing you've described, but this is over my entire yard. We live in the country, and I'm a pecan forest now. The trees have gotten quite large. So that may be what you end up having to do. And there's some wonderful ground covers. Mondo grass, regular monkey grass, is a fine textured grass-like ground cover that gets 5 or 6 inches tall. I've been planting a bunch in some new beds that don't get any direct sunlight, and it's always done well for me. I probably have half an acre of it. This is excessive sounding, and I apologize. But when you don't have any sunlight, you do what you have to do. I've done it as I could propagate my own because of the cost. In a small area, in a more confined area, I would be okay with dwarf mondo grass, but I don't like how slow it is. And it also is a little more vulnerable to a crown rot disease that you wouldn't want to have to fight on a big scale. So those are your two grass-like substitutes. Go ahead.
Well, this area is actually a pathway, where our gate is into our backyard. So can you walk on the mondo grass?
No, you wouldn't want to do that. You'd want to put stone in. You'd want to put some stone or put a brick pathway in. And in my case, in our backyard, I was able to find some old antique, now about 120-year-old pavers out of a city street. They were pulling them out to put utilities down the middle of the street. And I bought them from the city, but you could find new pavers that would work just fine, or you could go to my sponsor I just did the ad for and to get stepping stones, and they would work fine. There are all kinds of options for that, and then you just plant the ground cover in between. You just have to be very careful to put the stepping stones at the appropriate stride. I'm going to have to hit the newscast here in about 10 seconds, but that will work very well, and it's very attractive. You could do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I hope that helps, but those ground covers would be a good option. There are other small ground covers. Folks, we'll be back right after the news.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP. And now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station. Trending now.
A very successful campaign event. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24-7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Dallas, an accident blocking the right lane of I-20 eastbound at Mountain Creek Parkway. And beware of rolling road closures tomorrow into downtown Dallas from about 1 to 2 p.m. The exits off major highways into downtown will be affected. Exits out of downtown will remain open. Your WBAP forecast today, sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, eclipse day, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, hopefully after the eclipse, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it is 62 degrees in Dallas, 59 degrees in Fort Worth. Former President Trump raised over $50 million at a campaign event in Palm Beach yesterday.
The Trump campaign is boasting about the former president's fundraising prowess. A spokesperson for his team saying it took three Democrat presidents to raise $25 million and one president to raise over $50 million, Donald J. Trump. But the Trump team still has to catch up to the Biden campaign's war chest. The former president and the Republican National Committee raised about $66 million in March with $93 million in cash on hand. The Biden campaign says it raised $90 million in the same time period with $192 million in cash on hand. The Biden team says they are fired up by their numbers and are looking to grow their umbrella by courting Nikki Haley backers.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting from Washington. The former president is expected to hold another high-dollar fundraiser in Atlanta this week. Again, right now in Dallas, it is 62 degrees and 59 degrees in Fort Worth. I'm Lori Waffen-Schmidt. Your next news update coming up at 9 o'clock. Be sure to check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
Thank you, Lori. I want to tell you about Ace Hardware right now because Ace is the place with great products, but Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks, too. Local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. Stop in at an Ace Hardware in your neighborhood and you'll see what I'm talking about. You walk in the door and they will greet you and they will try to put you with the person who knows the most in that store for paint or for electrical or for plumbing or for gardening things. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. Find a great deal on Miracle-Gro all-purpose in-ground soil. This is 1 cubic foot bags, 2 for $10. You must buy 2 bags, 2 for $10. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, all-purpose, delivers bigger, more beautiful plants, vegetables, fruit and flowers versus unfed plants. Because when it comes to your garden, only the best will do. From front yard landscaping to backyard gardens, this complete in-ground soil is perfect for all your outdoor in-ground gardening needs. The soil is fortified with continuous-release plant food. It feeds for up to 3 months, so your plants will have the foundation they need to thrive. It also improves existing flowerbed soil and builds strong roots, so your annuals and perennials will flourish below ground as much as they do above ground. Now, that is Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, all-purpose, delivering bigger and more beautiful plants. So remember the price. It's 1 cubic foot bags, 2 for $10. You must buy 2. Ace stores, parts of our neighborhood, you're dealing with people you already know. So Ace is the place with great deals, and Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
Our phone number, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP. We have a line open, 800-288-9227. We have Gerald in Duncanville ahead of you. And then you would be next at 800-288-9227. Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. They've been serving the Metroplex with the very finest in tree care since 1981. And how can the finest get better? Well, it does, and they have. In fact, they have added people all along. And this is International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists. They have a dozen of them. And that is a licensure that ensures that you are getting the finest help money can buy. Your trees deserve the best care you can possibly give them, and that's what Arborological Services provides. Three of their people have been named Texas Arborists of the Year, and that is commendable. Most companies would love to have one of their people named that. They have three. They have a 13-time Texas State Champion tree climber, Miguel Pastenez. He heads the crew that comes to our house. Yeah, our trees are happy to have Miguel and his crew. They're really good people. So from complete tree maintenance programs to take care of your important trees, fertilizing, pruning, to specialty things such as cabling and bracing, or maybe it's insect and disease identification and control, or consultation before you do some kind of construction, a damage assessment and appraisal, they do it all. They do it with a lot of care and attention to detail. Arborological Services, A-R-B-O-R-I, and then logical. It's a forestry term. You don't have to think they put something cute together. They don't get cute when it comes to trees. They are beady-eyed serious. 866-552-7267. Serving the Metroplex. 866-552-7267. On the web, it is arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
Thank you, Mike. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited. This is the McKinney store specifically. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. This is a great store. It's not huge. Don't go in there expecting something the size of a big box national store. This is a local store at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. What you can go in expecting is incredible service, incredible knowledge, incredible products, and just wonderful friendship. In fact, the second or third time you go in there, don't be surprised if they recognize you, and even if they start calling you by name. That's how they deal with their customers. They know you, and they know your birds, and they'll ask, how are those hummingbirds doing? That's the current topic du jour, because hummingbirds are coming back through town right now. This is the time to get the high-perch hummingbird feeders from Wild Birds Unlimited McKinney. And they'll help you on placement of your hummingbird feeder and the mix and everything. The mix is easy. It's 4 parts of water and 1 part of sugar and no food coloring, please. That part you don't have to buy from them. You just mix that up. But put it in the high perch feeder and see if that's not the best feeder you have ever had. So that's one part of it. But they also have cylinders of nesting bird seed and songbird seed and woodpecker feast and all kinds of other mixes for the other birds in your life. You'll love this place. You'll love the people at Wild Birds Unlimited. Again, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and they are just south of El Dorado Parkway, right beside Tom Thumb in McKinney. 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, and shop and let them know that you were listening to the program here. Great people. Wild Birds Unlimited, 3001 South Hardin in McKinney.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Kenny Milas from the Fort Worth Stonegate store. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Kenny, very, very much. Nice store. They've been there a long time. Nice store. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Gerald in Duncanville who's been waiting very patiently. Gerald, thank you for that. How may I help you this morning?
Well, hey, sir. Nice to talk to you. I just want to say for my wife, Paula, and I, you will not be getting a money-back request from us. We love your book and use it a lot. And question is, we have some Carex feather falls, and it's kind of brownish-gray. It's in a partial shade area. Wondering how can we bring that back, because we really love it.
How many years have you had it?
We just planted it last year.
Well, my experience with it has been limited because I was never satisfied with the way it looked after 1 year. And so I haven't, I see it at public gardens. I don't see it in just everybody's landscape. It's usually in pretty much highly maintained specialty gardens where I know the people are out there all the time, and I don't have time to be out there.
Yeah, I worked at Pioneer Natural Resources as a security officer, and I saw it there, and I liked it, and so we bought some, and I'm like, doesn't look the same.
Yeah, that's been my experience as well. I just don't have the time to nurture it and baby it, nor do I have quite the right conditions for it. It needs shade. It's not going to like the sun. I would say you give it the same kind of environment that you would give hostas. You would give hellebores. Do you grow either of those or ferns?
No. What was that again?
Or ferns, any of the hardy ferns. It needs to be in that collection of plants.
Well, we have that hard clay. Not much really grows around here, so that's kind of why I was thinking this. But is there something that would work in partial shade? It's kind of in a ring around a tree.
Okay, how big is the tree?
The tree's about 35 feet, but it's got multiple stems coming out of the ground.
Okay. What I would do, Gerald, it's kind of challenging. How far out does that ring come? Does it come out 5 or 6 feet, or is it just right around the trunk?
Oh, yeah. It's probably 3 or 4 feet out from around the trunk, and it's, like I said, it's partial shade only, so.
Well, I can imagine it's partial shade. What kind of tree is it, do you know?
That I don't. It's kind of, like I said, it's got multiple trunks coming out of the ground, and it's got, like, little berries on it. I don't really know what kind of, we moved into this house, so.
Okay.
It's green all year round, though.
All right. And you're sure it's not a live oak? Does it have acorns?
Yeah, we got a ginormous live oak to the west of it. But, no, this is a littler one. And, okay. Like I said, it's got multiple little, probably a foot to foot and a half, maybe, tree trunks.
When are the fruit ripe? You say it has
right now, actually.
Berries.
Yeah, little red berries.
So it's probably a holly, but that sounds like an awfully large holly. Well, anyway, let me go to my answer and do the best that I can with it.
Okay.
Having plants right around a tree trunk, I'm it's going to be hard to answer without knowing what the tree is. If it's a standard shade tree, I'm going to give you two answers. If it's a standard shade tree and you're right up around the trunk, that's going to be heavily influenced by large roots that are right beneath the soil. And it's going to be awfully hard to get things established well. If it is a yaupon holly, which would have small red fruit that are now dropping, they've been there all winter and they're about to drop, or any other holly, my Nellie R. Stevens hollies are dropping their berries now. They're just almost all gone now. Those don't have the large roots exactly, but right around a tree trunk is not exactly the easiest place to grow things. So I wouldn't necessarily judge a plant on how successful it is right there. That's just, you can't work the soil very well without damaging the roots of the woody plant. What you need for any of the shade-loving plants is not the native soil that we have. They're not native here for a reason. They don't like the soil that we have natively. So you need to work organic matter in. You need a lot of peat moss and rotted manure and compost. And I like to use finely ground pine bark mulch also. I'll mix several inches of those things combined into the top foot of soil, and I'll put in a little bit of expanded shale, S-H-A-L-E, also. It helps break up the clay soil. It's kind of like ground-up flower pots, finely ground. It takes the place of, we used to use sand, but the expanded shale is much better than sand, and nurseries have it in bags. It's heavy.
Okay.
But they sell it in bags. And I'll mix that in maybe 1 inch of that with 4 or 5 inches of the organic matter. And that will help with these plants. The carex, if you sedge, if you choose to grow it, and like I say, hellebores and hostas, and especially ferns are easy in shade. Liriope is colorful and pretty and has big grass-like leaves. The green liriope is very good. And as long as you have good drainage, all of these will do very well for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the tree now. It's got, like, the red berries are in a cluster, and it's got kind of sawtooth-looking long leaves.
Well, it's hard to do an ID with any certainty just from a description.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend the rest of the hour doing that. But,
right.
But take it into a Callaway's, and they will help you identify it. They have certified and master certified nursery professionals.
Oh, that's an
that
idea.
Would help.
Yeah, I didn't even
thought
of that.
They can also show you every plant I just mentioned. They'll have all of them there, and they can show you what I'm talking about. And you can make a really pretty shade garden. Now, you said partial shade, and the plants I just mentioned are not going to want any sunlight after probably 10 or 11 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the summertime.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. I'll take some pictures and then take a leaf or two in with us. And that's
perfect.
A great idea. I muchly appreciate it. And
I'm glad
thank you. You have a good rest of your day, sir.
Same to you. Thank you so much for calling. It's going to be a very special day. I can't tell you why, but there's something exciting coming up within our family. I'll tell you next week. So anyway, thank you very much. Take care. All right, let me take my last break, and then we'll come back and go to Keith in Fort Worth. A question I don't get as often as I used to. Boy, I'll tell you, when I started with Extension, the question you're going to hear in a couple minutes was every question I got just about there for a few years. Let me tell you about Neil and see if you can think what that might have been, anybody who's ancient like I am. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book. It is on the cover, listed at $38.95, and I've decided just to keep it at $34.95 for you. I want to do that because I just I feel like with the economic times being what they were, are, and probably are going to be for a little while, I want to give you a deal on it. It is right out of my profit line, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. Every book that I sell is signed, as I put it in a box and mail it to you. This is a small business venture on my part. It is not through a publishing house. I chose not to do that. Could have sold 10 times as many if I'd gone through a publisher. I don't care. I really don't care, because it's no fun to work with a publisher who wants to browbeat you on what you get to put in your book. Don't want that, Neil. Takes too many pages. Pages are money. Okay, whatever. And before you know it, your book is half of what you wanted it to be, what you dreamed. This one is the book I always dreamed I'd have. This fifth book I've written, four got published, and this is the one I wanted to be able to hand to you and say, this is what I wanted that book with the cowboy boots to look like. This is what I wanted it to include. And now I finally have it. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, Chapter 1, The Basics of Gardening in Texas, The Climatic Zones, The Soil Types of Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page chapter with 4 pages per month of what needs to be planted in that month. And we're in April now. What do you need to plant in April? What do you need to prune in April? Yeah, there are some things. What do you need to fertilize in April? Some very specific things. And what pest problems do you need to protect against in April? Excuse the grammar. So that's chapter 2. People tell me that chapter alone will pay for the $34.95 price tag. Chapters 3 through 11 are very detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. And I wrote this with every county in Texas in mind. Now, I'm from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so that always was in my mind. But I also grew up in College Station and had a heavy influence on the nurseries in Houston, and spent a lot of time traveling Texas with my dad when I was a kid. So I know West Texas, and I write for 12 Texas newspapers across the state. So it's written for every county in Texas. Again, I sign every copy as it sells, and I promise your satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny. 87,000 copies sold, and no one has asked for their money back yet. So here are the two ways you can buy it. It's not in stores and not on Amazon. That would have run the cost way up. To keep the cost down, I sell it directly out of my garage where I do my signing. It's a climate-controlled garage, and I take it to the post office myself. You can either call my office Monday through Friday business hours, and that is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or the better way is to order it right now while you're thinking about it at my website, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
Today at Callaway's Nursery, you can get your favorite fruit trees and berries for 20% off the regular price. Growing your own fruit and berries gives a whole new meaning to locally grown, local like your own backyard. You'll enjoy sweet rewards when you bite into your homegrown figs, pears, plums, and peaches. If berries are your passion, this is the time to buy and plant blackberries and blueberries. They'll give you the tips on blueberries and how the special bed preparation you'll need to do. Let Callaway's help you plant all your new fruit trees and berries and with their pick and plant garden service. They'll plant everything for you if you wish. And more big news. Listen to this one. This is fun. Tomorrow is the big day. All the Callaway's locations are celebrating the new Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea from First Editions at their Eclipse Viewing Party, April 8, 1 to 2 p.m. You can even register to win your very own Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea. each store will be giving away one of these 3-gallon beauties. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. Now that has dark leaves on a hydrangea, and that is really spectacular. It's available to you at Callaways. For more details, go to the event page at callaways.com. Enjoy more time to shop with their extended spring hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 6. Callaways Nursery, the sponsor of this entire hour for many years. Life lived beautifully. It's callaways.com.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere, when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
And I think it's my turn. I'm sitting here chatting it up. Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry for a long, long time. They have brought and taught their industry so far and so much. I am proud to do sponsorship ads for this fine company. Proud to have them as my advertiser for 27 years. Proud to tell you about them because they will do you right. Here's how it begins. If you think you have a foundation problem, if you have windows and doors that aren't working properly, they don't open or shut at the time that you expect, like when you're pushing on them or pulling on them, that's the time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. If you see cracks that aren't where they're supposed to be, that's the time to call Advanced Foundation Repair at 214-333-0003. I'll give it again in a moment. And then they will come to your home and they'll do a very thorough inspection of your foundation through the carpet, through the tile, through the whatever. And they will be able to tell you if there is a problem with your foundation. They did at our house. They said, here's where there's a crack. I said, well, we have carpeting. I can't have to take you on face value. You can't tell. We had thick padding and couldn't tell. Well, when we took that padding up in a remodel at the same time, oh my goodness, it was like they drew the map of the cracks. It was amazing. And they've made our house whole once again. I'm so grateful for the work they did for us, and you will be too. And they do it affordably. I ask for no special favors. I specifically said I want no special favors. They got it done fairly quickly, and they did it well, and they'll do the same for you. And it was affordable, and that will be the same for you as well. So it's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Talk to them about their guarantee. It's pretty spectacular. FoundationRepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Jen, Vice President of Marketing with Callaway's Nursery. We're your neighborhood garden center founded right here in the Metroplex. Callaway sponsors this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Jen. She is the one putting together that Eclipse Hydrangea event tomorrow at all of their stores. Thank you, Jen. Let's go to Keith in Fort Worth. Keith, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thanks for the call. How can I help?
Well, I just want to give you a couple of quick comments, and then I have a question for you. We have a friend that's visiting from Alabama. She's a very avid gardener. And, of course, I bought your book for my wife, and it was on the coffee table. And she started going through it and seeing what kind of zones we were in, looking at all the pictures. And the next thing I know, she went off to one of your sponsors, Callaway, and came back with just a whole van full of flowers and plants. And she planted them and turned an ugly spot in our backyard into just a beautiful, beautiful flower and plant garden.
Fabulous.
First comment. And then second comment, I used one of your sponsors, I can't pronounce it, Arborological Services. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they were out last week and just did a fabulous job in my yard. And
I better get to your question, though, Keith, because I'm running out of time.
Quick question, then. While she was planting the flowers, she discovered some grub worms, at least three or four of them in the area. And I was wondering, how do I get rid of those? What pesticide do I use? Don't worry about them.
Don't worry about them at this point. They are at the very end of that life cycle. They're probably not the species that does damage to the turf, so you don't have anything to be concerned about. If you have any loss of turf or have had in the last two or three years, you would use a product called Merit, M-E-R-I-T, toward the end of June. But you don't need to worry about them most of the time. We have not had much of a June bug grub worm problem for many years. But anyway, that's in the book since you have the book. I got to run. Happy gardening, everybody.